This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Welcome to the Glasses Podcast, man. Fakest, most inconsistent podcast in the world, man.
Absolutely.
It's your boy, Long Beach Griffey, man. Happy to be here. And to the left of me is the one and only...
It's Mighty Bear. How's it going with y'all?
It's my boy, man. I love that dude. Before we start, shout out to crew. Thank y'all for, you know, doing everything. I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all don't even know, man. I
feel like... Bro, they gave me a Tylenol, like an... Ibuprofen.
Now that's real.
How my head hurts.
That's real love. Because if I had anything, any establishment like this,
yeah, if it were
and
me,
they asked I'd for anything, like, I'd be like, good luck. You know what I mean?
Starting five.
No, for sure. For sure. And I think we should mention it for the next 5 minutes not to swear. Because I forget sometimes.
Yes.
And I think we should keep like
reminding
each other.
You know who I blame? I blame the audience.
I do too.
I blame you guys personally.
No, for sure, for sure. Speaking of the audience. They have been very nice to us.
That's true.
They have been very nice.
That's kind of true.
Like they started off really like kind of maybe aggressive.
They're just like,
yeah, whoa. like I don't know, like because I went through the comments. I remember going through the comments the first time, right? And when I went and comments don't really bother me. Like,
yeah,
I'm on the internet. Clearly, let's be real. Like,
I've been doing this
a very long time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in the comments, right? And I'm looking the first time. It's like, oh. Why are you giving this dude a show? And why are you doing this? And who are these dudes? Just a whole lot of negative stuff.
Bunch of hoopla.
Hoopla, dude.
Just a bunch of hoopla.
Yeah, and then, like, as it progressed, like, you know, people were like, you know what? Like, give these guys a chance. Like, these guys are pretty funny.
Yeah, there was a couple, even on, like, the first episode, there's like, a couple of comments where people were like, yeah, like, bro, like, just chill. Like, just give them a chance. Like, you know,
let them rock. For sure.
Let them cook.
I think one of the things that kind of bothered me was like when you like was doing like, you know, when you had to wear a mask that one time and everybody was
it
just
was
like
two or three episodes. It was like two, I think.
They were trying to make it seem like you're just like this whole liberal mask wearing like.
I saw.
Like
for those that don't
leftist.
Know, for everybody who wants to know, apparently I actually lost my front tooth. That's why I was wearing a mask because I thought it would look absolutely insane. Because either way, I was going to get made fun of. I knew that. So.
Right.
It was either the not having the tooth or having a mask on. I picked the mask.
And I kind of knew. I was like,
that's just
I was
me.
Like, ah, like, Jerry, you don't really have anything to worry about. But I understood.
For me personally, it's not like a little bit of insecurity. But it's not like the whole thing. It's just more like a presentation thing. I just want to look presentable. That's really all it is for me.
Yeah, no, for sure. I get it. Yeah, so, I mean, I want to thank you guys for being so accepting of us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way we came in and, you know, Adam did a terrible job of introducing us. He was just like, dude came to me. He was like, you want to do a podcast? And I was like, sure, Adam.
we're gonna do some
promo. We're gonna get people ready for you. We're just like, go ahead.
He was just like, how about it?
Just sent me out into the wilderness. But I mean, I want to thank you guys for you know, supporting us. You know, with the, if you ever want anything wholesome. And anything nice and anything, you know, that doesn't have to do with gang members and violence and and pimps and
whatever Christine Rock is or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever that come here. This is the place for it. We're not with the drama. We just like to have fun and we like to talk about, you know, anything and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which speaking of, there was a Nintendo Direct today. I know you didn't watch it, right?
The Nintendo Direct. What did they show on the Nintendo Direct?
There was a couple cool things for me
personally.
Well,
let them know what the Nintendo Direct is.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, Nintendo does like these little basically videos where they just put out a bunch of information talking about games and stuff. I mean, there's stuff for me personally that I'm just like really excited for. But the biggest takeaway person was probably like them adding Game Boy Advance games to the online service or whatever. So
how do you think that's gonna play out though?
I mean, it's cool, but I mean, I don't know why there's no Pokemon games on there. It's a little weird. I just feel like Those are like the gameplay advance games that most people ask for. So
no,
like,
for sure, for sure. I don't think I remember playing anything outside of Pokemon when I played that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Most people recognize that console literally off of Pokemon alone. Like, literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, with the idea of like an emulator, I guess it kind of takes out the middleman for people who can't play with emulators and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You can play it on the go and everything. I mean, people have been doing it on their Steam Deck since it came out. So I mean,
yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's cool. What are you? You're only most excited for that?
Oh no. That's not the most thing. That's just probably the biggest thing from today, like the Game Boy Advance stuff. But other than that, for me personally, the new Xenoblade 3 DLC, that shit looks amazing. Pikmin 4 looks cool. Yeah, it was a pretty good direct.
Well, somebody's gonna love this. Somebody's gonna be like, they're talking about Nintendo Direct. they're gonna go crazy. On No Jumper? Why are we talking about these things?
Yeah, but no,
for sure. I mean, well, damn. I mean, speaking of games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of games, huh?
It's so funny. You already knew what I was already
doing. Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it in the first place, because this is the segue from the start. I already knew.
Bro, it's so crazy, bro. The world is turned upside down right now, man.
Well, over, I feel like it's a wizard game.
Over a wizard game, bro.
Oh my god.
What are we living in right now, dude?
So for those that don't know, right? For those that are blessed to be blissed in ignorance, right?
Man,
Harry Potter, right? It's coming out with a game, Hogwarts Legacy. Mm. And everyone wants to play it, obviously, because, you know, people like Harry Potter. Right. Or, according to Twitter, if you want to play the game, it's because you're a raging, racist, transphobic troglodyte. I don't know what...
Oh, dude, and I took it a step forward, right? Because I was playing it while I had Chick-fil-A. So that makes me a transphobe and homophobe.
This man, Griff, after he... Because you streamed it the other day.
Yeah.
And Griff came into my room after he streamed the transphobic wizard game. With Chick-fil-A in his hand. It was just
it put me over the edge, bro. I was like, dude, like I'm such a degenerate right now. I'm such a bigot.
Yep.
I had my Chick-fil-A in hand and I was playing a wizard game.
You line the pockets of someone who you don't morally agree with. Dude, so therefore you have to be gone.
It's so wild. Prepare to be annihilated. Bro. Like, for people who don't know, man, like, I guess there's a lot of uproar over J.K. Yeah. Rowling's
statements. She's made some statements, some Twitters.
And I feel like we had this conversation last night, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Where, you know, I took the liberty of doing some research, because for the past few years, I've heard that J.K. Rowling was supposedly a transphobe, yeah. Right? And me, I'm the type of person where it's like, I'm not going to go off of what someone says on the internet.
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to see the full severity of it. Right. Even if I pull up an article, a reliable source at that, you know, an unbiased source. Right. And I try to see and like, you know, really try to understand what she did.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? I feel like, you know, even if she was like a transphobe, like I still want to know why is she a transphobe?
100%, yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's important. It's like, why is she doing the things that she did? You know what I mean? I think for me personally, I hadn't seen anything that was in blatant transphobia.
Yeah, it was because they were tweets and they were made like years ago. And most people who talk about the situation just say, J.K. Rowling is a transphobe, and we ask her why or what she said. Not even just to like be trolling them or anything.
Google
just
it.
Like a genuine question. Yeah, like
Google it.
Google's
right?
free.
And when you do Google it, it's like people that say Google it, they go off of biased. I mean, right?
Well, I think it just speaks to who they are as a person. If I can Google how you feel about a certain situation,
no, for sure. I just feel like
it just means you're regurgitating something that you read somewhere.
Exactly. Or sometimes they don't even read it; they just heard it from somebody else, which is so bad. It's so detrimental because now you're just putting out all this false information. Right.
Yeah.
But that's what we live. We live in that kind of like, you know, mode. Like we live in the culture of misinformation. It doesn't 100%. Matter what it is. Right.
Which is crazy because, yeah, we do live in the age of information. So you would think. Right.
Exactly.
Fact checking would be way easier now.
nobody wants
than it was
to,
20
though.
Years ago. But now there's like there's so much information. We don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
True, but people having so much of it, it's kind of like, well, I'm gonna go off of how this group of people feels, because if I don't believe what this group of people feels, then I'm enabling whatever they're trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're going against, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because, you know what I mean? It's such a detriment.
It's a sticky situation because people want to boycott the game because of things J.K. Rowling has said, which, like, is fair. Like, if you don't want to buy the game, you don't want to boycott. Or if you want to boycott the game, like, that's fair.
Right.
But, like, the thing that most people are saying is, like, how does it make someone transphobic because they just want to play a game? Game that lets you be trans, has trans people in the game. Like, I get it. I understand, like, if you don't want to play it personally. But that's the thing.
I think they're overlooking that, though.
Yeah.
Right? It's like how, even if you don't overlook that, how is playing a video game really...
Oh, no.
God damn. What? Can we curse? You motherfucker! Not a friend.
Oh no. I meant to put this phone on silent. Oh,
nah.
No.
I think that. Damn. What's the last thing you said?
Something about not understanding why playing a video game makes you transphobic.
Oh yeah. So I mean, I think it's like it doesn't harm. It doesn't harm anybody. It's just that somebody you don't know is playing this video game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what is the harm in someone else playing something that has nothing to do with transphobia? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the game, like, J.K. Rowling, I'm pretty sure she learned from her mistakes. I'm pretty sure the game developers are like, okay, well, we know J.K. Rowling is kind of...
No, they've literally gone out...
on ice, like, thin ice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How can we make this game so inclusive that people could focus on the game and enjoy it, opposed to just looking at this game and being like, you know what? J.K. Rowling did have an opinion one day, and I did think of it as transphobic. So let me try to boycott a video game that does not harm me directly.
Well, the idea that, oh, well, she makes money from the game. She uses that money to fund anti-trans legislation and stuff like that, which is like, okay, I understand that, but like... You have to go after her for that. Like,
exactly.
You're not. You. Why are you targeting the people who don't agree with what she's doing? Doesn't agree with what she says.
Right.
And says like, "Hey, I stand with you guys, but like, it's not to me. I don't understand how I could have raised $1 million for a cause, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh well, it doesn't matter because you played the Wizard game on stream. So I'm sorry, we have to destroy you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's like, I don't get it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I even brought this up to you last night. As far as the anti-trans legislation and stuff, it's like, if we look into that and see what the case is, you know what I mean? Because we don't know. Like,
that's fair. Because like, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, to me, like, because I haven't really like looked into the exact legislation or the exact group of people that she's funding money to. I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that far.
Right. So, and I just think that's my thing. Right. Just me basically looking up at the research that I was looking at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It said that, oh well, you know, she had these opinions about how it feels to be a woman. She was sharing her experiences of how it is to be a woman, right? And she was saying that I don't have these trans experiences, so I really can't tell you what it is to be trans. Like, I can go to these rallies and I can do all this stuff and I can be there for trans people or whatever they're fighting for, but at the end of the day, I'm still a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
woman. What is it like to be a woman?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everybody took that and they twisted her words and said that, wow, so trans women aren't women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever ideas y'all have about it, whatever the case may be, I tell you mine right now, right? In the regard of trans women saying that they're women and having that belief and that idea, I support 1,000% in that regard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to be an asshole and be like, oh, I could just say I'm a refrigerator. Obviously, I'm not a fucking refrigerator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but if I want to respect somebody by somebody who, if someone's living in their truth, I respect that shit 100%.
Yeah.
Like, you 100%. Know what I mean? Like, you know how hard it is to try to live in your truth in a place where everybody is saying that, like, that's you're not supposed to do shit like that?
Yeah, and even, I mean, being trans is even harder because, I mean, obviously, like, if you're just gay or bi or any of those other, like, any other type of sexuality, like, that shit's free. Being trans is not, like, free. Like, you have to, like... For even for some people, you have to go like through surgery to be considered trans, which is like
for sure.
I understand that point, right? Where it's just like, why do I have to spend the money to feel like who I am on the inside as a person? I understand that. And I think most people were like, we're with you on your journey and what you're fighting for, but people are trying to explain, like, a lot of people are going about it. The wrong way.
Yeah, and that's just what it is. It's the wrong way. Like,
y'all are targeting innocent people who are not playing this game to be like, yeah, I'm trying to own the fucking trans. Like, no, they're not. Like, most people are just playing the game because they like Harry Potter and they want to be a wizard. That's it.
If y'all didn't, if nobody ever brought up anything like that, nobody would pay attention. Literally, nobody would respond to any of the trans women or try to do anything. It's like, we're just playing this game. This is the game that we've waited for, an open world.
That's the thing. That's the biggest thing, right? Is that, bro, I'm not even a Harry Potter fan, and I understand why people want to play this game so much. It's simple. It's very simple.
Because let's be real. When we was young, niggas wanted to be wizards. Well, like, now it's an open world game, and you think I'm not going to fucking, like, if that means I'm a fuck.
Bro, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Hogwarts Legacy is a game that people have asked for years, like, since the movies, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
and you think I'm not finna take this chance, the first chance I get, just because y'all have an issue with somebody who says some things that may or may not be transphobic? Fuck no.
You know what I mean? That's the point.
Bro, it's like, fuck off. Like, I've been waiting for this shit maybe my whole fucking life. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm gonna play this fucking game, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to say, like, oh, well, if you play this game, you're a fucking transphobe. I'm not, but I do want to fucking play this game. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the point.
It's so, bro, we are living in the age
And what kills me the most, oh my God, what kills me the most, these will be the same people, oh my God, these will be the same fucking people who pay for Twitter Blue, play fucking Valorant, play fucking Overwatch. Mm. Bro, do you have any idea about the fucking abuse that went on at Activision and Blizzard? A woman unalived herself from being sexually harassed. They were stealing... I promise you, she cannot.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Someone committed suicide at Activision Blizzard because they were being sexually harassed. That's how bad it was. They've had to almost turn the whole company upside down because of so many cases of that happening, sexual assault. That
is fucking wild.
That's not even the wild part. The wild part, bro. Some of these niggas were dead ass stealing breast milk.
Let's rewind.
I didn't believe it either.
Hold on. Let's rewind.
I don't get it.
Let's fucking rewind right the fuck now. Because why the fuck?
I don't.
Wait, let me fucking
finish.
How
the fuck?
How the fuck is there breast milk in the fucking establishment?
I don't know. I don't understand the context of how that even happens.
My God. That's like if I went to go get a shot right now and I seen breast milk in the refrigerator. I would lose my fucking mind.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'd be like, whose is this?
Are they, I genuinely don't get it. Are they groping them and like getting the breast milk out? Like, I genuinely don't get it.
Okay, let's be fair. Do you think that there was a program where mothers who worked at Blizzard.
There's no.
Do you think that maybe there was
there would have been a report about it for sure.
Do you think that there was a way, like, you know, women were like storing their breast milk in the refrigerator and also like pumping while they were coding?
No, there's no way.
Well, that's zero fucking chance. Crazy.
But either way, it's like, y'all will play this game? True. Y'all play this? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's like they. people are committing assault in this establishment, opposed to some may or may not transphobic.
A person who didn't even work on the game, had no involvement in the game's production, really, right, at all, outside of the fact that she made the books and the setting that they made the game in. That's kind of it. And that's the problem, right? Because when, and the thing is, like, when you, when this, if the game did flop, it didn't, but like, even if it did, like, J.K. Rowling is still going to be rich.
No,
she's going to just be like, oh well, look,
for sure.
It's going to be the developers who aren't rich who are going to be out of jobs and shit because the game flopped. I mean, it didn't, but you know.
No, for sure. And no matter, no matter how you cut it, slice it, dice it, it doesn't matter, because this woman is making billions off of this game, and you're in the, and the thing that's, it, it's kind of like, I think people who are trying so hard to boycott this game, it's kind of, they lose because you're making such an uproar about this situation, but you're only feeding, you know, you're only giving it more power.
Because you look insane.
Not only do you look insane, it's kind of like you're literally, in the very thing that you're trying to do, you're trying to boycott this game and trying to destroy it. You're giving it more, like, you know,
more attention.
You know what I mean? And you're building it up, and you're giving more out. You're giving, it's more sales. You're selling out more because it's the controversy behind it.
It happens every single time.
You know what I mean?
Every time. Like,
oh, look at these snowflakes. They're mad. Oh, let me make them matter. I'm finna buy the game just because it's gonna make them matter.
It happens every, I don't know what it is about Twitter and boycotts and like, but like, they never work ever.
I don't think they understand that, though.
It's almost like it has the opposite effect every time,
bro. It is. I can't tell you how many times people try to cancel me, and it's just like, it just always backfires because it's like, why are you even trying to fight this?
Yeah, like
people, like I mentioned it, like maybe the first episode or the second episode, people want the validation from other people. They want the social currency. They don't have an end goal. There's no end goal.
And that's what's
the
so only, frustrating.
It is frustrating, bro, because you only get on here just to be mad. You don't get on here with a plan. You don't get on here with a solution.
And that's what pisses me off the most, because it's through this, like, it's through this facade of like, oh, well, like, I'm trying to support these group of people, which is like, that's a great cause you're trying to support.
100%.
But like, all you're actually doing is just being mad on Twitter. That's not.
That's it. And you're literally giving unwanted hate. Like, literally, like, you're not doing anything. Like, you're not going, you're not moving forward. We're not moving forward.
And again, you're on Elon Musk's Twitter.
On Elon Musk's Twitter. People go out there, they're on Elon Musk's Twitter. They go to Disneyland.
Universal. And that's the biggest thing. I keep saying the biggest thing. That's one of my things, too, is like, people are only boycotting this game, like, this hard. Out of every stream of revenue J.K. Rowling's get, this is the one that makes you transphobic for interacting with. This one.
Yeah, and she does so many things, and this is the thing.
I have to fact check this because I saw in a video, because shout out to Mighty Keef. He's the homie. He made a video about it. It was so funny. J.K. Rowling, I don't know if it's just, I have to fact check. J.K. Rowling gets a portion of every Universal ticket sold.
A portion?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'd be too rich to care. I'd be too rich to care.
You see what I'm saying?
Bro, if I was
J.K. Rowling. But y'all mad about the Wizard game?
Bro, if I was a billionaire, bro, just literally just picking up my phone, bro, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not gonna hurt her in the slightest.
What kind of house you think she got? I'm sorry. What kind of house you think she got? Like, I'm sorry. Like, now I'm thinking about like how rich she is. Do you think that she has like a Hogwarts in her backyard?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I do think she lives in like a what am I trying to think of? Like a kind of old ass looking house. Does that make sense? Where there's a lot of wood.
Yeah, I think so too. No, a lot of bricks. Yeah, I think she lives in a place with like a lot of fucking bricks. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like
she lives in a fucking castle.
It's covered by like a whole bunch of trees and shit. Like, it looks just like Hogwarts, but it kind of looks like a kind of like watered down version, because she probably lives alone. She doesn't have a husband, I'd assume, or a wife.
Yeah, I'm about to say she's lesbian. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a homosexual.
That's
so weird to me too, because it's like, you're a lesbian, so like, why would y'all think a lesbian is against y'all? Like, are you mad just because someone has opinions? Y'all think that she's against you?
That's a, I don't understand. I don't get it. Everything about this situation just doesn't make sense to me.
Bro, I just think we're just living in a world, bro, where it's just like we're just you're fucked. Yeah. Like, you're fucked regardless of what you do now. You know what I mean? Like, I fear for people who want to, like, make content. And I feel like a lot of people, they come to me and they ask these questions, but they're so afraid of being canceled.
Yeah.
Because
of upsetting people.
And they feel like that's the demise of their entire career.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's it's just not real.
I guess it depends, right? It depends on how you navigate the situation. Yeah, or it also depends on what you're doing. Because, I mean, yeah, if you're just blatantly saying shit that's just, like, transphobic, like, I wish all trans people would die, and I just hate them, and I wish it would all go away. Yeah, you're not going to bounce back from that.
Yeah, I don't think nobody does, honestly. But let's be real.
But I get what you mean. If you're talking in the context of, like, content, like, jokes and, like, stuff like that, obviously, you're going to upset some people. But like you said, that's not like the end of your fucking career.
No, for sure. And I think that's really it for it. I think that's how a lot of people navigate, because like just me, like just being doing what I do is like I've never really like had to worry about any of that shit because
it's
I don't think it's real. You know what I mean?
Hard.
And it's not. It's like when I try to tell people, it's like, bro, like how many people have pressed me in person about the things that I've done? Nobody.
Yeah, not really.
Like nobody, and people see me. People see me. People know. I notice people noticing me, but they don't say shit to me because maybe they have an issue with me, or maybe they had an issue with me in the past. But it's like I've talked to people who had issues with me in the past, and then they were like, "Wow, well, you're not the person that you are on the internet. Who really is?" You know what I mean? Like people take the internet too seriously.
Yeah. It's so tiring, I think. And it makes me even more mad because I get mad at myself, right? Because I just can't help but look at this shit all day.
No,
when I tell
sure.
you I literally sat there and looked through the fucking Hogwarts Legacy hashtag all day yesterday, that's literally all I did, just to see the dumb comments people were saying.
Bro, I'm not even on Twitter no more because it's so tiring, bro. Like, it's so fucking tiring to sit here and fucking look at all these opinions and look at the responses to these opinions and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I really wish that, I really wish I could just, like, reach through the phone and just slap niggas.
That's how it always feels.
Niggas just be saying the stupidest shit on the internet, bro, and it don't be making no sense.
It just be killing me. It kills me. It's like, oh, my God. Like, bro, the shit that kills me the most is people just being on Twitter blue. Like, bro, you're not about to sit here and shit on people and call people transphobic when you literally are paying for Twitter blue.
Literally,
what are you talking about?
I just think that it's just one of those things, like I told you yesterday. It's like when I was explaining the whole like Walt Disney shit. Like, Walt Disney was a racist.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
He was a fucking Nazi. Everything was rooted in racism. Everything.
Journey to the South.
But it's one of those things where it's like, just because everything was rooted in racism, now we get to this place where everything in Disney is inclusion, right? They make movies about trans people. They make movies about being gay. Luca was about being gay, right?
I don't know about that.
It was.
I don't know about that.
Swear to God. Promise to God. You can't tell me Luca wasn't gay.
Wasn't he trying to go with that one girl? The fisherman's daughter? Or
no. No, he was not.
His homie was.
No, bro. Luca is my son's favorite movie. I've watched it so many times.
He has a favorite?
Yes. He loves Luca.
Aiden told you that?
Bro, he'll just sit there and he'll just be like, he'll be looking at me like, blah, 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 blah. And he only communicate with Luca and Coco Melon.
That's
I try to put on Frozen. I try to put on all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But his mom also plays Luca for him, so he's more familiar with it, right?
Okay, that's probably.
I've watched Luca so many times, right? That boy's gay. And that's fine. It's totally fine. Like, I'm cool with that.
They about to rewatch it.
Bro, what? We should get faded and watch it tonight. I promise you. You're going to be like, yeah, that boy's he's a sissy. But listen, though, that's not the point. My whole point that I'm trying to make is this whole idea of inclusion, right?
Yeah.
From something that was rooted in racism. People support that, right?
Yeah.
Right? But when you take J.K. Rowling and something that could have been seen as transphobic or transphobic or not transphobic, you make a Harry Potter game with all inclusion. right?
Yeah.
So it's like, these are the roots of things. You come down to here and it's like, it's all about inclusion now.
Right.
But nobody gives a fuck about that. But you're not calling out Walt Disney. You're not calling out these things. You're like vertical integration, bro. Everything is connected to who? Disney. So iHeartRadio, like all these like radio stations.
They own like a million companies.
Bro.
They own so many companies.
Bro, it's so many companies. ESPN. They literally have a online.
Hulu,
they have, huh?
Don't they own Hulu?
I think so.
Yeah.
They literally have a list. Right,
yeah.
You type in Disney, y'all type it in, type in Disney, mm-hmm. and then type in vertical integration. You will see everything that Disney owns, and you will be surprised.
Oh yeah.
And what is the deep root of that? Racism.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
And you support these things without even knowing you support these things. And if you did know, you turn a blind eye to it. But just because J.K. Rowling is supposedly transphobic, now all of a sudden,
that's right. That's where it's like. You know what I mean? And someone else has mentioned that too. I think it was Hassan. I think it was somebody. A streamer mentioned it too because he was going to stream the game, and then he was just like, you know what? It's just not worth being bullied. It's not worth doing. It's not worth all the headache. So I was gonna, and he literally was going to have that stream to raise funds for the trans community. Literally,
right?
But he didn't want to do it because it was just like I've been told that it's a bad idea and that.
Everybody's attacking him,
yeah. Yeah, and he was just saying it, like, basically what he said was just like, look, like, you guys are trying to boycott this game. He brought up Disney, too, where it's just like, this is like when people try and boycott shit like Disney. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
That's true.
Because it's too big to fail, and two, the stuff that you guys are talking about is so separated from the IP or Disney at this point that people don't associate it with Disney anymore.
Yeah, for sure. And why would you? It's like, it's some shit. Of course, like, the shit just happened. But it's like, it did happen. There once upon a time, there was a whole lot of craziness happening. But it's like, we're at a place where it's like, it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And what y'all doing is, we going backwards because y'all want to stay in that place, right?
Yeah.
There's no moving forward. There's no, it's like, why do you want to keep bringing hate to this woman whose mind isn't there anymore, who probably learned from her mistakes and is trying to better herself? Why do you want to keep egging this on until what? For what? What's the end goal?
Yeah.
Most of these people don't have an end goal. They get on the internet, they get in good groups, and they bring this mob mentality to an issue and make it bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
This woman's not worried about none of this stuff. This woman is a billionaire. While you broke working at Starbucks, you're broke. If you broke, you shouldn't be worrying about what a millionaire is doing. You know what I mean? Like, what? How is that helping your pockets? How is that helping you? You getting on Twitter, oh, I'm so mad at this. Arguing all day.
And fuck your pockets.
And you
poor. How is that affecting your mental health? Like,
you get on the internet.
There's no way that's good for you.
I didn't argue with a nigga for 9 hours, bro. I got off. My head was hurting so fucking hard.
Yeah,
bro.
I think we've all been there. And we're like, you're just arguing with some random person on the internet. And you start to self-reflect and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
What,
like,
the fuck, bro?
Why do I care this much about this person's opinion that I will literally never meet in my life?
Ever. Why are you worried about an opinion of a nigga you don't even care about?
Like, yeah, you start to like, get, yeah, like, I've done that before. I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why am I arguing with you?
Bro, people ask me all the time, like, bro, like, how do you deal with, like, the bullshit? And I'm like, bro, like, that's like if a random nigga came up to me, right? If I didn't know you, you came up to me and you was all like, get your fucking big-ass eyeglasses. You're such a fucking transphobe. I'd be like, okay. Because I don't know you. You don't know nothing about me in my life. You literally at all. You don't know me. So why does the opinions of someone who I never met before, who I'll probably never meet again, why would that bother me?
Yeah.
People don't ask these fucking questions.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't ask these fucking questions. It's fucking terrible. Speaking of Disney, though.
Yeah. I was just about to say.
Disney, though. Yeah. Shout out to J.K. Rowling, though. Yeah. Shout out to J.K. Rowling, man, in that fucking game, bro.
All I'll say is at the end of the day, if you want to boycott the game, go ahead and do that. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. If you want to play the game, go ahead and do it. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Stop. Just stop being fucking dickheads.
You know,
I
changed my mind. Stop. If you play that fucking game, you are fucking shit.
I changed my mind. It's like a switch.
You play that fucking game, you are a fucking transphobe, and don't fucking talk to me, you fucking bigot. Fuck you guys.
But on to another bigoted company rooted in racism. Disney announced a shit ton of movies.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah. So I don't know when, or I thought it would have been like a D23 announcement or something, but no. Like, so they announced, what was it? Toy Story 5.
Stop right there.
No, I know. Listen. No, I know. No. I know. It's like, bro. All right. We get it. Andy's going to be in a fucking wheelchair at this point.
Andy's going to be fucking dead. Not even going to be. Nigga's dead. He's not even there, nigga. It's going to be in like the year fucking 2100, nigga. Like, that. What the fuck? Bro, what the fuck? Why do we need another Toy Story?
I don't
know. We don't need. You know what? You know my fucking greedy ass Disney needs a fucking Toy Story to sell fucking toys.
The thing is, though, they don't. Because they're Disney. They could make anything else into a movie.
They can, but why not?
I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I do.
I think it's just mainly to sell toys, bro. Because at what point, why? Why do I need to see another story about old ass? I haven't finished the list,
by the way.
You said what? I know, but I that's why I said, hold on.
I think Toy Story 5 is probably the most egregious one. I'll be honest, though.
Bro, Toy Story 4 was the fucking most egregious because we didn't need it. I didn't need. I haven't seen it. I'm not gonna lie to niggas. I fucking love Disney. I think
I do too for the most part. Yeah,
you feel me? I'll be in a fucking living room. I'll literally like plan my day according to Disney because I fuck with the movies. I love Frozen is my favorite fucking Disney movie. Like, yeah. I know mostly all the fucking songs, bro. I can sit up here and I can sing the whole soundtrack. We're not gonna do that. Gets ready to start singing. Nah. But no, like, I fucking love Disney, but it's like,
yeah.
I know when I'm like, okay, we don't fucking need that. So why the fuck are you giving me a Toy Story 5, nigga? I don't need that shit. Why? Who needs that?
It's like, bro, like,
no kid in the world is like, damn.
Y'all already had, like, bro, we first of all, like, okay, I don't remember the gap between Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3, but it felt like a while. And it felt like, if anything, like, that was a perfect conclusion.
10 years.
Yeah, it had been a while. So Toy Story 3 was, like, the perfect conclusion. And then they make Toy Story 4. I have not seen it. I have no idea about what it's about. And then they make Lightyear. And it's just like, oh, my
God. Oh, my God. They did make Lightyear.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Which was not a bad movie, by the way.
I haven't seen it.
It was not a bad movie.
I know the twist at the end. I mean, and... without the context, it's a little silly. But I say that without the context.
I think the idea of the movie was they were making a movie about the character.
Yeah, it was right? It was weird because, I don't know, man. I was just kind of like, this is the movie Andy watched? Really? Really?
Yeah, like, I think it was just a movie. I think it was the movie about a certain character. So it makes sense, which was why... It was kind of animated the way it was. It wasn't animated in a toy way. It was animated. Yeah.
I thought that was fine. That was fine.
Yeah, like, but besides that, like, yeah, we don't need no fucking Toy Story 5, bro.
So the other ones are Zootopia 2, which...
Okay, I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna fucking hold you.
No, I love the first movie.
Zootopia 2 was probably, it's probably like.
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. Like, Toy Story 5 is probably the most, like, the probably the one that you're gonna most be like, why?
Yeah. Like, literally, why? I think that Zootopia was a little overdue. So I fuck with Zootopia 2.
That and the last one, let me help you out with this one, Frozen 3.
I don't give a fuck. I watched Frozen fucking 3, 4.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no, five, I know. Six. At least Frozen, like, I'll give like that is at least warranted. Like, cause they at least could, I understand, like, in that situation, like, yeah, there's somewhere else they could go with this. Yeah. Cause I mean, personally, I feel weird about Frozen 2 because I feel like I don't like the movie narratively more than the first one.
That shit was beautiful though.
But it is. But I like the songs more in the second one. Not gonna lie.
This is my thing about that. I have to disagree.
Because yeah,
I think that songs in the first one, I feel like they put more thought into it. You know what I mean? And I feel like they just really tried harder and they really was like, it was like, okay, like, we gotta fuck some shit up with this. It was like, yeah, we gotta, you know what I mean? Like, the first movie, I feel like it always gets the most, like, effort. Like, you put the most effort in the first film and I feel like it shows with that. Not to say the songs aren't good.
Yeah, I get
but,
you.
But, like, if you. It came on, anywhere in the world, would we really like?
Yes.
Or if it was at Disney,
100% yes.
Hold on, if it was at Disney and that first jingle came on, would we know it was from Frozen 2 when it first came on?
You're talking about the little fucking...
any jingle, right? Okay. You know that? No, Nick, bro, I'm talking about... Okay, look, like this, right? Listen to me, right? If that, if any... let's take a random song out of Frozen 2, right?
Okay.
And the first 5 seconds of the jingle came on, would we be able to tell that that was from Frozen 2?
Yes. I feel like I would.
I don't know, bro.
Look, bro.
How many times have you seen Frozen 2?
I've seen Frozen 2 a couple of times. I've seen it multiple times. But let me tell you, when I used to work at Amazon, one of those fucking things that would get me through the day was listening to the Frozen 2 soundtrack. I'm not even kidding.
Nigga.
I'm not kidding.
That was the fucking hottest shit I ever heard in my life.
I literally listened to Into the Unknown, I do not know how many times.
Whoa.
Lost in the Woods?
Okay, well, all right. Okay, well, if you know, all right, you probably listen to the soundtrack more than me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did we go see that? That's for me.
We went to go see that together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Were we drunk?
No, we weren't.
Oh, I don't think we did. We didn't do drugs or alcohol like that.
I think we did, but like not like we do now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, life gets there.
It sucks. Because Frozen 2 is a really good looking movie. Like that's what I was gonna say. Like
they be animating the fuck out of their movies.
That's what I was gonna say. Like when you feel like they put more effort in the first movie, it felt like in the second movie they put effort in. It feels like they put effort. It was the efforts were like differentiated. If that makes sense, it was like because the second movie is visually so much fucking better than the first one. That as the first one looking good, but like, bro, the second movie is animated so fucking well. Like, I remember watching that first trailer.
I can agree because the first Frozen, right? It came out around Vine because the only reason why I remember because that stupid ass fucking Anna bullshit. Dun, 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 and everybody was doing the fucking Vines.
You want to build a snowman? Let it go.
Much time. So I think that, you know, the frizziness of the fucking hair that they be having, like, in fucking, like, you know, just the animation, just seeing the frizzy shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking at Luca and seeing this nigga hair on his arms. And I'm like.
Like, stand up. It's like, holy shit.
Y'all ain't had to snap this fucking hard.
It's crazy.
Y'all ain't have to snap this motherfucking hard with these fucking Disney movies. Because it's not that serious.
it's so crazy how, like, you can really tell. Because like, I still remember watching the first trailer for Frozen 2. And I remember thinking, like, holy shit, like, bro, like, this was the scene with, like, I think where she was trying to get to Asahala, I think it is, and, like, she has to go, like, she has to, like, try and run on the actual water, on the ocean.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
that whole scene was, like, I was just like, oh, my fucking God, like,
yeah,
I was not expecting that from Frozen at all.
Yeah, I don't know, it's so fucking crazy, bro, and I hope some of y'all out there fucking value animation the way we do, because, nigga, bruh, what the fuck, nigga, like, I'll be high, and I'll just be staring at shit. I'd be like, nigga, why the fuck the sky look like that? Like, it'd only be in a shot for like 2 seconds.
That's why I get so mad. Oh, my God, bro. Especially with, like, the anime community, right? Because these niggas are some of these people are so fucking impatient when it comes to content. First of all, if you're waiting for any MAPPA project, let them niggas cook, bro. Please.
Yeah, let them cook.
Please.
For anyone who don't know what MAPPA is, MAPPA is a anime company.
They're an
animation
studio.
Company. There's an animation studio, and people at MAPPA, they don't see their kids.
No, definitely not.
They don't see their kids.
These
they
niggas
don't...
do Attack on Titan. They do, Vinland Saga.
Chainsaw Man.
Uh-huh. They just picked up One Punch Man.
Yep.
That's just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
There's multiple others.
Yeah, no, they don't see their kids. So
it's like, this stuff takes time and effort, like a lot of time and a lot of effort. Yeah, so. Sure.
And just by them not seeing their kids, am I mad? No, because if they see their kids, if they see their kids, would the animation be as great as it is?
I mean, probably, maybe, but I mean, it would just take longer. It would just take longer. That's all. It would just take longer.
Oh fuck! What that shit you said about the Proud Family? What is going on with that, bro?
That's right. I forgot
bro, what
about
what the fuck is going on with that, bro.
So. Flipping on the other side, right? Just so that we're not like, I don't know, fucking conservative whatever's, right?
Oh no, dude, I'm centered. I think.
No,
I'm
yeah, me a, too. I think. Yeah, I'm, yeah, yeah.
What are y'all? Are y'all liberal? Would you consider yourself liberal? Whatever.
I love that. I love that.
Y'all just like fuck it.
I believe in what I believe in.
Period.
Facts.
All right, cool.
She understands it.
We fuck with staff. I like y'all.
Exactly.
I like y'all.
See, because, like, so on the Proud Family, they had an episode about slavery, and now everyone is boycotting it because they say it's anti-white.
What? Bro, why are white people so mad at things?
You know,
why do they get so mad at shit?
It's one of the things. Listen.
You know, when you thought about that, guess what I thought about? I'll give you three fucking guesses. I'll give you three guesses, and I hope that you get it, bro.
Are you talking about the Dave Chappelle skit?
No, bro. You just said that white people are mad at the slavery skit, bro. Like, think about it. I'll give you three things. I wouldn't even count the Dave Chappelle. Just real quick. Just tell me what are white people really mad at for no reason.
That's a very loaded question.
It is a very loaded question. Okay, just name me three things that white people get mad at.
Well, apparently J.K. Rowling's.
Okay, that's not what I'm looking for, but you're right. You're right.
So I'm guessing this is not about Hogwarts Legacy stuff.
No.
Okay.
This is about social justice. What do white people get mad at about social justice?
Everything, it, bro. Like,
you're right, but like,
I need specifics. Like, what do you mean?
What is the number one thing white people get mad at when it comes to black education?
Well, you mean like critical race?
Critical race theory.
Ah, now we're getting there. Oh, I see. Right. No, because that's basically exactly what it was. That's basically what it was.
But here's my thing. Why are you so mad that black people want to educate, that black people want to have education to educate people on the shit that y'all ancestors did?
I think what's funny to me is just like, it's so funny because, like, I guess.
Happy Black History Month, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy Black History
Usually
Month.
Usually I'm racist, but I'm pretty cool there.
Right, we'll stop this month.
Yeah, now. I mean.
March 1st, well, okay, maybe February, what, 29th? 28th, sorry.
February 30th, I'll stop. But keep going.
You know what I mean? Like, all they were doing was trying to say, hey, this is what happened, like, during slavery. So I don't even know the context of the episode. Just something along the lines of, like, I just seen clips that are just like, oh, like, them talking about slavery. I'm just like, what's the issue? Okay, cool. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like one of those things. Like, why are white people upset that we want to talk about slavery in school, right? Why
that's so weird to me, because, like, I had slavery talked about in school since I was in elementary.
This is my thing, right? You don't want to talk about slavery. Y'all don't want to talk about, like, you know, like, shit, the shit y'all did to the Native Americans. Y'all don't want to talk about all the bad shit that happened during segregation. Y'all want to stop that from being talked about, but y'all still want to talk about Christopher Columbus discovering America. Y'all want to talk about all these presidents. Y'all want to talk about Abraham Lincoln. Y'all want to talk about fucking, you know, all these things. But it's like, these niggas did bad shit. Everybody did bad shit.
Yeah.
Niggas did bad shit.
1,000,000%. Yeah.
Y'all want to keep this in the books, but y'all get mad because we want to talk about slavery and segregation. This can't be real.
Bro. Yeah, I really don't understand. Like, that's the thing that didn't make sense to me. Like, because, yeah, like I said, like, I grew up learning about slavery and stuff in elementary. So for me, it was a surprise that people didn't learn about it. I was like, you went to school and didn't?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't talk about it? Like, at all? Like, at all? Like,
No. Keep it in the books.
Yeah, like, yeah. What do you mean?
Keep it in the books. We need to know about slavery. We need to know who's hung. We need to know about all of these things, you know what I mean? Like, lynchings and all this shit. You know,
I said episode of Family Guy. I think it was a cutaway skit where there was something about, like, whenever you mentioned World War II in Germany, and, like, like, a history book, everything about World War II was wiped out.
You gotta show me that.
We gotta watch it later today. I don't remember what episode it was. It was a cutaway joke, so fuck trying to find out the context for it. But
yeah, no.
Just hilarious.
Yeah, no, for sure. Keep going about the slavery thing. I just think it's so sick to me, because this is like, y'all, come on.
It's history.
It's history. It's what happened. Like, it's like, y'all want to talk about all the good shit y'all did? No. White people have never did anything good except for make candy corn. But besides that, it's like, why are y'all, you know what I mean? Like,
you're giving them credit for candy corn? I'm not saying they didn't do it. I'm saying the shit's ass, and I hate it.
Come on, my nigga. Why are you doing this right now?
If any of you watching this like candy corn?
Bro, candy corn is like.
Unsub.
everybody. Adam wakes up and only has like 45, like 1,000 like subs. I'm so sorry. Like,
this is what we got canceled over. Saying that candy corn ass.
I'm so sorry.
I take it back. But I apologize to all the candy corn that I've insulted with my,
my statements. I don't think it's bad, but let's just keep going. But yeah, like the whole slavery thing. So like, are they like gonna get canceled? Because they just came back.
That's the question. I mean, because here's the thing too. Speaking about Disney, they actually had a lot of layoffs, and they also reported a lot of, I guess, a downward trend in Disney Plus subscriptions. Mm. So,
I mean, Disney Plus don't really got like, they ain't really got no like heat like that.
I mean,
they got all the Disney movies, but right, it's like, yeah. You know what I mean? They got all the Disney movies, and they got like, I mean, they got The Simpsons and shit.
The biggest things coming out of Disney Plus was probably the Marvel stuff. And I mean, yeah, most people are kind of like, yeah, I don't know.
For sure. Because yeah, I'm not going to hold you. Moon Knight was good.
I have to catch up because I haven't been keeping up on MCU shows in forever.
But it was good.
I've heard.
WandaVision was really good.
WandaVision is really good.
That shit was so fucking good, I promise you. And Loki, people put Loki over WandaVision. Haven't watched it, but I think I really want to. I think I'm going to dip my penis into that. Definitely.
I agree. Speaking of dipping penises into stuff, me and you have some beef.
Man, fuck you. I already know what you're talking about, too. I already know what you're talking about, bro.
So to end the podcast, Griff had the amazing idea. Because we've had this debate.
We do this shit all the time,
I don't know how many.
Since I met this nigga in high school.
This is literally probably like the only thing me and Griff actually debate about.
I'll go to fucking war every fucking time, too. Because it's so fucking, it's like he fucking pisses me off with it so many times.
So look, so here's the deal. Right, so the thing that me and Griff disagree about is Cartoon Network or cartoon networks over everything, but
this nigga will put Cartoon Network over Nickelodeon,
yes.
And he'll put Cartoon Network over fucking Disney Channel, right? Yes. And he'll literally debate every fucking like show, and like he'll literally shit on anything Disney Channel has done. And I told this nigga, I said, look, bro, if you were in a play, you know, you probably grew up and you probably never really experienced the I experienced. And the nigga will literally say, like, fuck, like, that shit is all ass. First of all, I'm going to start strong.
I'll give it up to some shows.
I'm going to start strong. That's So Raven.
I'll give you That So Raven.
Was it's a hard. Good show. A okay, good okay. I'm glad you can admit that.
I'll admit it. It's a good show.
That's
a good
So
show.
Raven was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go into cartoons. I'm gonna say Jake Long, American Dragon was the shit.
Look.
Bro, even the fucking like the intro was hard. And then American Dragon.
I'll give you that. It's a good intro.
That shit was hard.
Okay, so how do you feel? Because I don't have the context for this, and I haven't watched the show. But I do know that they like changed like the animation style a little bit from season 1 to 2. Did you notice that at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I mean, I don't. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, it's been a while. You're talking about with Jake Long, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Because I haven't watched it either, but I've seen like the difference between the two. I'm like, oh, it looks different. I'm not saying it's bad because it did that. I was just asking how you feel about it.
Yeah, nah, that shit, yeah, bro. But like, I don't know, bro. Cartoon Network has some. It has some.
Let's not like be real.
Some nigga like.
The Boondocks premiered on Cartoon Network. What are we talking about?
Okay, stop. See, that's what you're doing, bro. You can't. You do this shit every time.
Okay, look. I'm talking like I'm on stream.
Bro,
look.
Adult Swim.
I need someone to. Look, I need everybody in the comments, right? Look, is it fair to say that, okay, if we're talking about Cartoon Network versus Disney, Nickelodeon, like you know, like channels that you watch like growing up, right? Is it fair to bring up stuff that's like, okay, like the Nick at Nights, the Adult Swims, the like the different like blocks that are like either not for children or not like, How does it not count, Nick though? Nick and Knight don't
count, though. Like, Nick and Knight don't count for Nickelodeon. If we having this debate, nigga, I'm not finna say that, oh, bro, well, if you want to bring up fucking Dragon Ball Z, I'm bringing up the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I mean, you can.
No, I can't.
Sure you can.
That's Nick at Night, bro. If we talking about, like, kid shows, I think the kid shows should stay with the kid shows, right? Because any nigga will bring up Toonami in an argument.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the channel as a whole. If I turn it to Cartoon Network and it's 2005, like, chances are I'm going to like what's on there at any given time of the day more than I would like something on Disney Channel or Nickelodeon.
I don't know if we can count that, right? Because with Nickelodeon, if you put it like that, Nickelodeon, in a sense, has more range than Cartoon Network, depending on who fuck with anime or not, right?
No, you're right.
If niggas not fucking with anime, right, what we have? We have Global Guts, right? We have motherfucking Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, I'll give you those. Right? Those are fire.
We have motherfucking... You're talking about
Nickelodeon Gas.
Yeah, Slime Time Live. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
The game shows are fire.
See, I don't count that because it's like... We want to focus on... Why? Hold on, stop. Because, nigga, we need to focus on what was the real shit? Like, the main shit. That was the real shit,
though.
But no, I'm talking about the main shit, though, right? I'm talking about, like, SpongeBob. I'm talking about, like, you know,
SpongeBob is, like, their bread and butter. That's
and
like,
our real humans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when I talk about Disney, it's kind of like the same thing, but we can't really talk about cartoons because it really, the majority of Disney Channel, the peak Disney was That's So Raven,
yeah,
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody,
yeah.
The greatest Disney movie to ever be made, which was High School Musical. You can't. Don't do that. Hell no. Nah. High School Musical had bloppers. Bro, High School Musical was the fucking shit, bro. You ain't fucking High School Musical? Y'all fucking High School Musical? Ah!
Let me tell you.
Bro, High School Musical was cold. Like, them first two movies was cold.
No, I'll say this. I want to say, I don't remember which one it was, the first or the second, or whichever one, but they broke, like, records when it premiered. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Bro, it was hard. That's why everything that came after it was, like, some singing bullshit. Like,
but, like, here's my thing, right? The first time I had interacted with High School Musical was because I had to sing songs from it at my fifth grade graduation, and I had never seen the movie. So, I'm my fifth grade little ass just singing, we're all in this together, and I'm just like, this is the gayest shit I've ever done in my entire fucking life. This is me as a fifth grader, like, this is fucking stupid. Like, what is this? Like,
I would have been that motherfucker cutting up. We're all in this together. I'd be the lead singer in that bitch.
It felt like I was in a fucking church choir.
Them niggas was cutting up, bro. Like, I couldn't, bro. Like, bro, nigga, High School Musical was some of the most gangster shit that I ever seen in my whole fucking life. Because these niggas was just cutting up. Like, these niggas was really the truth. Like, I can't even explain to...
I tried.
Bro, I can't explain how cold these niggas were.
I tried.
These niggas was the only niggas who made a whole song about not dancing the whole time. And nobody questioned it until they got old.
No. I definitely
did. Question that shit.
Because literally, when I promise you, I remember this day vividly. I was flipping through channels. I saw, I think that was from what, High School Musical 2?
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember flipping through channels and I'm being like, and I just see High School Musical 2 is on. I am literally like, you know what? I've never seen this movie and I feel like I always shit on it. Let me give this shit a chance. And that is the very first song that I was listening to. And the moment I start, I'm just like, you're literally dancing and singing about not dancing and singing. I fucking hate everything about this, and
but
I instantly turned it off.
That was the beauty of it, bro. It was just like, nigga was like, I don't dance. Like, you know what
I will
mean?
Say this, though. I used to have a bias against musicals, period. I did not like musicals at all.
I think I've always loved musicals, bro.
Like, yeah, I was a total opposite. But I will say now, I'll say this. I feel like I don't feel the type of disdain that I do from High School Musical now that I used to do before. I still don't like it. But I don't like it. But I could acknowledge, like, I understand it now. Like, because I get it. It's a fun musical. I get it.
No, for sure. I listen, man. I've always liked it.
You know, I think if anything, if I saw, like, a play of High School Musical, I'd probably like that more, if that makes any sense.
I mean, they kind of do. That shit kind of like on Disney
Plus. Yeah, 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 I know.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. Like I said, bro, I'd have to put Disney over Cartoon Network just because. I'd agree. I'd put Nickelodeon, if anything, over Cartoon Network because I think I just have a relationship.
See, that's more valid.
I have a relationship with Cartoon. I have a relationship with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, your favorite cartoon is SpongeBob.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? I feel like that's just more, my thing when it comes to Cartoon Network because I'm not 100% shitting on Cartoon Network.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I fuck with Cartoon Network, but.
I'll show on Disney Channel, but not Cartoon Network. Not Nickelodeon, I mean.
I mean, Disney Channel may have all bangers, you know what I mean? It got to a point where.
Shit, if we're going to be real, I mean, shit, neither did Cartoon Network. Oh, my God. Back in like 2008, 2009, I think, when they made like Cartoon Network real, that shit was ass. They should have left that shit in the drafts.
Yeah, no, for sure. They definitely should have left some shit in the drafts for fucking.
I don't remember what show it was where they were like, they would go to Knott's Berry Farm and fucking quiz people on the accelerator.
What?
Yeah, they had like a show where like, Accelerator is at Knott's Berry Farm, right? Am I stupid?
Yeah, no.
Okay, okay, okay. They had a show where like they would, I forgot what it was called, but they would like give people like trivia or like quiz them on some random, on like just whatever. But while they were on a roller coaster, on Accelerator. And I don't remember what the show was called.
I don't remember that.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
That's wild.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it was, so there was a part of me that was like, okay, this is interesting, but why the fuck is this on Cartoon Network? This is that was my thought process at the time. It's like,
I feel that.
What is this?
I feel that. I don't know. I feel like we had a lot of, I mean, to be fair, I think there was just a lot of gems out there that a lot of us forgot about. I don't know if you remember, but a lot of something I really enjoyed on motherfucking
please
on Disney Channel.
Oh, okay. Please don't say
Something I really enjoyed on Disney Channel was my super short show where them motherfuckers would talk about the fucking DVDs.
I kind of remember the movies that went straight
to DVD.
Oh, the bumpers.
Yeah, and it'd be 2 minutes. They have like a 2 minute show, and they'd be like, "Oh, look at this show, or look at this movie. This is fucking Lion King 1.5."
Yeah,
and then blah 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 blah. I thought that shit was always cool, even though I never watched any of them fucking movies.
Oh yeah, you were being marketed to.
Oh no, for sure. Yeah, 1,000%.
They were on the marketing tip for that. Yeah, that one for sure. Hey, you guys want to watch this cool new Disney movie coming out? Like.
Yeah, it was Mike and it was that girl from the Missy Elliott music videos.
That's very specific.
Oh, the only reason why I know is because, like, I knew that she was in the Missy Elliott music videos before she was even in the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
That is so funny.
Because, I used to watch music videos all the time, bro. I used to love watching music videos. She was in that music make you lose control. And she was the only young girl in that motherfucker getting off. And I was like, damn, I'm young. I'm like, wow. Like, she really she really eating that shit up. She like.
Bro, she was crunking. She was in there. Like,
nigga, what? Oh, was she? Right? Mm-hmm. And then I seen her on Sweet Life. And I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, hi. I was like, mama. You know what I mean? Because as a kid, everything excites you. You know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah.
I'm like,
because it's the first time.
Bro, it was crazy, bro. And then I was all like, bro, that's her. I promise that's her. And then she had an episode where she was dancing, and I was like.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's, like, unrelated, like, completely. But, like, do you remember the first cartoon crossover that you watched?
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Cartoon crossover that I watched?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was a Jimmy and Timmy Power Hour.
I was just about to say.
It was a Jimmy and Timmy Power Hour.
It's like, it's like that where you're just like, what the fuck? Like,
bro, I made sure I did not miss that shit, bro. I made sure I did not miss that shit. Like,
because funny. I had no idea that shit existed for the longest. I think they were coming out with a third one by the time I even realized they had a crossover. I was like, what? I was like,
which one?
The third one.
Oh, they did have a third one. I didn't like the third. I don't think there's three of them. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy. I mean, they also had that like that mashup with what was it? It was Sweet Life of Zack Cody, That's So Raven, and Wizards of Waverly Place.
They did a crossover?
Yeah. No, it was Hannah Montana, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and it was, I think, Wizards of Waverly Place. I could be wrong. I have to fact check it.
I was about to say, well, I guess
Sweet Life of Hannah Montana. That's so Sweet Life of Hannah Montana. Okay, so Wizard of Waverly Place wasn't included.
Oh, they were just mashing everything together. There we go.
They was all in the same studio, and it was like, y'all want to do a show, all of y'all together?
Oh, no, I didn't give him a choice. Disney said, oh, no, you're doing a show.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Like, him Disney exec said, oh, yeah, you're going to be here at this time and do this with these people.
Bro, did Disney come with a fucking, like, did they come with, like, did your contract come with a music career as well? Because everybody was on a Disney channel was fucking singing, dancing, or rapping.
Yeah, it had to.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Did you see that when they did that fucking Christmas Carol? And, like, no, I think it was, like, a Lion King or some shit.
No.
And, bro, I'm going to show it to you.
No.
Cringe. Cringe. Bro, I was like, oh, my
Well, that's all
God.
Disney Channel was in the early 2000s.
Come on, stop playing me, bro. Stop fucking playing me, bro.
Okay.
Bro, filling the fucking future and fucking Even Stevens 8.
Look, I'll give you this. I can't really speak on those. Never seen them. Can't really speak on them. Never seen them.
I'm about to force
Let's
you
give it to you.
I'm about to force you to watch the
I'll
whole
give it, I'll just, I'll just I'll just give it to you just because I know Disney doesn't have a lot going
on. Oh, this nigga, he fucked up.
No. Okay, here's my thing, right? When you're talking about like the problem I have with Disney Channel the most, right, is like why is Proud Family the first original cartoon they made for that channel in 2001 when the channel got started in the 80s?
I think they were just like, we need a black show.
But like
a black cartoon.
I understand. I get that, but like why does it take like, okay, here's the thing, right? Because they were making cartoons all throughout the 90s. They just weren't on Disney Channel. That's what I don't get. It's like, why you guys make cartoons and not put, like, because they have, like, what, Toon Disney, right? Or whatever?
Yeah.
So that's probably where a lot of those things go. They did the same thing later with, like, what is it, Disney XD?
Yeah.
And, bro, I would actually watch Disney XD because they would actually have shows. I'm like, oh, wait, this is actually kind of cool. I'll watch like Marvel. They had Naruto on there at some point.
I feel like to answer your question, if I'm being real with you, I think that racism, me being a black man and Jesus on the top of that is me being a... That's what we're ending it on. That's what we're ending it on. Racism.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cartoon Network was the best thing to watch. If you grew up watching Disney Channel, you probably eat glue and
all right, I'm not finna play with this anymore, man. I'm just kidding. Hey man, thank y'all for tuning in to the motherfucking Glasses podcast, the most fakest, most inconsistent podcast in the world.
Absolutely.
I love y'all so fucking much.
We
shout
love
out
you.
To crew every time for fucking putting shit down. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely.
And Jared, it's been real.
It's been real.
It's been your boy, Long Beach Griffin, to the left of me.
Transphobia.
Oh God, I wasn't getting that. But oh shit, Trellavision coming back, y'all. Trellavision coming back. He's been very, very busy doing shit. I know y'all been asking for this man, but Trellavision is definitely coming back. So we haven't forgot about that. But yeah, shout out to y'all and shout out to everything and thank y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all so much for watching.
Yes, sir. See y'all next time.